Hey guys, welcome back to Maintaining the Meat in Marriage and Motherhood. I'm Lashana. It is Wednesday, March the 27th, and I am doing the podcast a little bit late this week. I'm a little bit behind. It actually is science project season in my house, so I have three children that still live at home. My oldest son is grown and out of the house, but my three younger ones, they're 10, 12, and 14, and so this is like science fair season. So all of my extra hours and time that I would be prepping and planning for the podcast have been replaced with which slime is more stretchy, homemade or store-bought. And then my son is doing like Xbox versus Fortnite, or Xbox versus PlayStation with Fortnite. How can you get to certain levels faster? And then my other daughter is doing which gum last the longest, whatever, different gums, whatever. So that is what my extra time has been occupied with all week. We're doing research and we're doing getting supplies and all that stuff. So I've been a little behind on my podcast, and but during this prep time, I was listening to other podcasts and I was thinking, okay, what am I going to talk about this week? I try to break it up a little bit and give different topics. Last week we had a special guest, Yasmin. So if you haven't listened to that one about dating, the dating game, go back and listen to that one. It was a really good one. So this week I was listening to a couple of other podcasts. So there's one podcast, Side Hustle Pro. Her name is Nikayla. And I was listening to her podcast and she was talking about like how to start a podcast, or what you would do, you know, if you're thinking about starting a podcast. And so she mentioned, I hadn't finished the podcast yet. I hadn't even finished like my notes for this one. And I wasn't exactly sure what I wanted to talk about this week. And so I was listening to her podcast and she brought up something where she said when she was prepping to do her podcast, or, you know, get it started, that she listened to someone named Sakita who said, done is better than perfect. And I was like, oh, that is such a good little saying. And I was like, you know what, I'm not gonna put it off another week. I'm not gonna say, you know, another hiatus, whatever. I'm gonna get the podcast done today for this week. I'm not gonna wait till next Monday. It doesn't have to always be on a Monday, as long as I get one podcast a week. That is my goal. So I was like, you know what, today is gonna be the day I'm gonna finish the podcast and I'm gonna get it done. And it's not, may not be perfect, but I'm going to get it done. And so I went, that made me want to look for the podcast where she was talking about done is better than perfect. Well, she just mentioned the girl's name. So I went on podcast searching for Sakita, spelled it like three different ways, and I couldn't find her. So I just looked up the subject, done is better than perfect. And there was like a bunch of different people and podcasts that had done that exact same topic. And so I just scrolled down and I saw a black woman. And so I'm like, well, maybe this is her. I couldn't look at the name. I couldn't see the name. So I just hit hers and I was listening to hers, and her name is Kristen Harris. And the name of her podcast is God Put Me Up on Game, which is really good. It was a really good podcast. And the name of it was Done is Better Than Perfect. And she gave Sakita a shout out. And so I was able to find it. And so the name of Sakita, her name is Sakita Holly. And the name of her podcast is Hashtags and Stilettos. And so I found the original message of Done is Better Than Perfect. And it was really good. It was really quick. It was like less than 10 minutes, but she just pretty much got to the point. And so I listened to three podcasts just to get to this one. And I thought that done is better than perfect was such a good motto for women in general, well, people in general, just keeping focus of what your goals are and not trying to make them happen like every Monday at 6 o'clock, I'm going to have a podcast. It's just, my life is so chaotic and so unpredictable with all the people that live in my house and things that are always popping up and different schedules. And then I manage a salon and I do microblading, and I'm working another a job for my coaching and for my therapy. So I just have so many different things that I have going on that some days it just doesn't get done, you know? And so instead of beating myself up about it, I'm like, you know what? Done is better than perfect. So I don't have the time and the hours to put in to research a longer topic or to get into some things that I do really think are important that I definitely want to touch on the podcast. And I definitely want to bring more guests on so they can give their expertise and their opinions, so you can get, you know, different voices. But at the same time, you know, I wanted to make sure that I give you guys something for the week to just think about. And so I've been reading Michelle Obama's book. I'm not done yet. I'm halfway through. I'm getting there, guys. It's been a, you know, it's been a little, and it's a really good book. So it's not even like it's not a good read. It's just timing and getting it all done. But I've been taking notes like throughout the whole book. First of all, Michelle Obama is the bomb. Okay. I didn't know much about her. Of course, everybody loves Michelle Obama. But after reading this book, I like love her. And really, because she's so relatable and the things that she talks about are just, if you are married and have children and you're juggling career life balance and with everything that has going on, and before Barack was even president, you know, he still was in politics, and just that transition and how she, when she first met him, she was his mentee. You know, I mean, he was her mentee. So it's like there's all these little details that I didn't know. But there's a couple of things in here that I want to talk about today about motherhood and about being a wife or just being a mother or whatever your situation is with in motherhood. There's so many things to consider. I mean, it's like you're always finding yourself on the back burner and just fighting for like your self-care days and fighting for like time to yourself and fighting to not feel guilty about putting yourself first and all these different things. And so there's a few quotes that I'm going to read from her book that I really, really loved and I wanted to share. You may have read it too, but these really resonated with me. And when it comes to like motherhood and just mommy collaboration. So there's one where she talked about how she got into like a group of different women. And she said, each one of these women was educated, ambitious, dedicated to her kids, and generally as bewildered as I was about how to pull it all together. When it came to working and parenting, we were doing it every sort of way. Some of us worked full time, some part time, some stayed at home with their kids. Some allowed their toddlers to eat hot dogs and corn chips. Others served whole grain everything. A few had super involved husbands. Others had husbands like mine who were oversubscribed and away a lot. Some of my friends were incredibly happy. Others were trying to make changes to attempt a different sort of balance. Most of us lived in a state of constant collaboration, tweaking one area of life in hopes of bringing more steadiness to another. So when I read that part, I was just like, oh my gosh. I mean, that just hearing other mothers, other women understand what that feels like to be balancing all these things, it just makes you feel very normal. And to see that change is inevitable, like there's going to be very, very active times in your life. And then there's going to be not so active times in your life, you know, when your kids are all in after school and it's all doing this, you know, gymnastics and football and basketball, when all of these different things are going on. And then there's a time when they're not doing all of these things at the same time. So then you have a little more time for yourself and time to do the things that you like to do for yourself. So just listening to that, it's like she kept herself surrounded by different women, which is something that I definitely do. I'm surrounded by many women, many successful women, many women that are stay-at-home moms or work full-time, work part-time. I keep myself around different types of people, different nationalities, different mothers, parenting styles, because that really keeps you from getting stuck. And it helps to be able to talk to other women that may have different ideas when you do get stuck. You could talk to your friends about, hey, what do you do with this? I'm going to be at home more. What do you do to entertain your kids in the house? Like, what are some things that we could do? What are some games that you guys are playing? Or what are some outings? You know, we got some extra money this month and I really want to do more outings with the kids. What are some ideas that you have? What have you guys been doing? What are some quick vacations? We have like a 3-day weekend. You know, what are some quick vacations we can do? So it's just good to talk to different women that have different experiences, different lifestyles, and so you can get some ideas. So I thought that was really dope that she put that in there. Another one that she said was, our afternoons together taught me, this was her and the girlfriends that she met, other moms, Our afternoons together taught me that there was no formula for motherhood, no single approach could be deemed right or wrong. This was useful to see, regardless of who was living which way and why, and every small child in that playroom was cherished and growing just fine. I felt it every time we gathered, the collective force of all these women trying to do right by their kids. In the end, no matter what, I knew we'd help one another out and we'd all be okay. So I really like that that she put that in there, and it just was like a reminder, and this is what I'm, basing this podcast around, is just a reminder to moms that are overworked, overwhelmed, feeling like they're not doing enough or doing too much, that there is definitely a rainbow at the end of the rain. That, we're all in the same fight. We're all trying to do what's best for our kids. We're all trying to work hard and work steady and get some free time and get some me time and spend time with our husbands and have that balance. So that was, those were some good little quotes out of there. And then there was another one in here that I wanted. I think there was like two more. Okay, so the next one was, she said, there were times when I sit in the parked car and eat my fast food alone with the car radio playing, overcome with relief, impressed by my efficiency. And so to me, it was like, okay, at that moment, she was rewarding herself for just doing a good job. And she may not have had time to go to a fancy restaurant or whatever, but it was like just that time alone, listening to music, not listening to little voices, eating some junk food was like a little piece of heaven and a little piece of time. So that was another good little tidbit. And then let me see, it was one more. Okay, and then she referred to June Cleaver like wanting to have a balance of like a working mom, but still like a stay at home mom, like having that balance of being able to stay home with her kids or having the flexibility at work to be able to be present and still, make a good income and be able to have enough money for like good childcare and cleaning lady at home and all this stuff. So she wrote, "This was me at age 40," which I'm 40, and I felt very connected to that. "This is me at age 40, a little bit June Cleaver, a little bit Mary Tyler Moore. On my better days, I gave myself credit for making it happen. The balance of my life was elegant, only from a distance and only if you squinted, but there was at least something there that resembled balance." And so I definitely wanted to say, prioritizing time alone, and remembering that balance is always changing. So depending on what you have going on for the month, for the week, or for the day, that your time is not always guaranteed, and there's some times we're just gonna have to make adjustments. And remembering the motto at that time, done is better than perfect, just getting some things done that you're supposed to get done, even if they're not gonna be done perfectly, at least they're getting done, and you're, marking off some of those goals, and you're giving yourself enough time to add some extra stuff in there for yourself, so you're not like overwhelmed. So today was a really quick podcast, and that's all the time that I have because I heard my garage going up. So my husband is back with the children, and so I'm about to get into my evening of homework and dinner and conversation with the kids to see what they have going on for the day and what last minute wishes they have of me that they probably need me to sign, or some fee that I need to pay for, I don't know, some bake sale that they got going on, some fundraiser last minute that they need. So anywho, I will talk to you guys again next week where I'm better prepared and have a better topic, more information that I've researched, and go down this long list of all these topics that I want to cover, and maybe even a special guest. So thank you guys for listening, and that's it. See you later. Bye-bye.